for a regional championship team.
Yeah, no doubt.
Or a team playing in the regional championship. Take a look at some stats here. A little thumbnail sketch. Archbold. This year, Archbold with tight come from behind wins. Game with Liberty Bentons, 20-19. Liberty Bentons, second half. Archbold won it. They beat Patrick Henry, 36-35. They beat Bryant, 35-33. They beat Coldwater, 27-21. It's time expired. They beat Liberty Center, 31-30. Trailed early in the fourth. Went ahead and stopped the 2-point conversion. Five nail-biting wins for Archbold. Meanwhile, for Hannah, the Rockets lost a close one at home to Marion Local, 17-14. And after that, the closest game, 49-28 at Parkway. Crazy. Exactly right. You won their average 29. To Nick Marino. And the Rockets overcame adversity last week, falling behind 14-0 to Sherwood Fairview in the first few minutes, and also giving up an onside kick to start the second half. As this year head coach Nick Marino loved the way his team rallied from behind and made some key adjustments on defense and ran away from the Sherwood Fairview Apaches. One of Anna's victories this year was Minster, the first round of the playoffs, when the Rockets fell to the Wildcats, 47-21 at Minster. The Cats head coach Aaron Stokes, who worked with Anna coach Nick Marino, for several years at Urbana High School, said he figured by this time this season, Coach Marino's team would be on its way to a three-peat. Couple of new sponsors. Produced the Reese Byron commercial this week. Put the finishing touches on it this weekend. I'll have it in the system. Got some copy to read. Oh, where'd I put Oink and Oink? Shoot. Oh, boy. But it's losing. There it is. There's Hoing and Hoing. Let's take a look here at a few stats for this Sherwood Fairview team. Archbold quarterback DJ Newman, who took over, as I said, week four, has thrown for 1,900 yards in nine games. 18 touchdowns, 7 picks, 68% thrower. He's also rushed for 607. So he's rushing the football for about 60 yards a game.
What was he before he played quarterback?
On the bench.
Really?
6 foot sophomore.
Yep.
Backup quarterback. Junior running back Noah Gomez, the team's leading rusher. He's gained just short of 1,000 on 132 carries. 12 TDs. He's caught 20 for 242. Caleb Hoggrafe is how it's pronounced. I asked the coach for two pronunciations. H-O-G-R-E-F-E. Hoggrafe. Hoggrafe. Has gained 5. And as I recall, Sherwood Fairview had negative yards in the second half. Negative yards. We'll be right back. There you go.
Hey, thanks for giving me credential.
Yeah, you're good. Good. Next week, there'll be a big one.
She was in the hospital.
Mark Hand sent me that video.
Oh.
She's okay. I mean, but.
Here's what Minster did to Marion. I kept it. I saved this. Niemeyer was 16-19. And Schmidmeyer, 41 carries. They banged Marion's defensive front.
But see, the difference is, Anna's not going to run between the tackles at you. Schmidtmeyer is a big son of a bitch, and he will run right at you and get some yardage.
Or Fort Loramie's not going to run.
They're not going to run right at you.
Right.
I mean, they beat Anna. Marion beat Anna.
Total yards were pretty even in that game. It wound up in a two-point conversion. Midway through the fourth, decided it. Goodwin had that two over, and he would kick that point for a 21. Righty. Yep. See you in camp. See you in camp. Tell this guy not to show up. You can tell this guy not to show up. You can have it. Yeah, I pulled mine out.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
All my favorite pumpkin treats.
Back at Frisch's Big Boy.
Pumpkin cheesecake.
Pumpkin spice caramel cake.
Pumpkin pie.
And they're all scrumdilly upsish. And they are for big kids, too. Did you know the pumpkin is a new superfood?
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
And pumpkin!
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And good evening to you, high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Lima Stadium, the scene of tonight's big game. It's a Division 6, Region 23 regional championship contest between Anna and Archbold. Both teams 11-1. Anna's won 7 straight, Archbold 6 straight. Last week, the 10th running clock win of the year for Anna, 54-20 over Sherwood Fairview. It marked the 11th time this season Anna scored 42 or more in a game. Meanwhile, the Blue Streaks of Archbold are a high-scoring bunch as well, at 36.5 points a game, 407 yards per game on offense. Chuck, Archbold will throw the football and run it as well. Last week, Sherwood Fairview was pass, pass, pass every single play.
They had nobody in the backfield. I mean, that was a college and a professional the way they lined up out there. And yep. The way they started the game, it was a little scary for Anna. But, boy, they made some great adjustments defensively and just ran them out in the second half.
The Sherwood Fairview team a week ago was a club that got out in front against Anna, 14-0. Rockets showed their resiliency. They, too, can play from behind.
Yeah, I mean, that was once they had the lead and Anna started running the football, they had the fumble. They gave them the second touchdown after that. It's hard to find any more mistakes that Anna made in that football game last week.
Archbold plays from behind as well. Tonight's opponent for Anna has won 6 of its 11 games late in the fourth quarter, beating Coldwater 2 weeks ago on a pass play into the end zone as time expired. Last week stopped Liberty Center on a two-point conversion in the last minute after Archbold had taken the lead on a fourth down and long bomb in the middle of the fourth period. So Archbold promises to be a real sturdy opponent for Anna here tonight.
Yeah, you never know, and we haven't seen some teams on the other side of the state, but we look at this game as possibly the state championship game because I think this is going to be two teams that are very evenly matched, and Anna's going to have to play their best tonight to win the football game.
As I mentioned, Archbold nipped Coldwater 2 weeks ago in the regional quarterfinals, beat Liberty Center last week 31-30 in the semifinals. Liberty Center had beaten Archbold in the regular season 39-36, inflicting the only loss on Archbold this year. Archbold's quarterback didn't start the year at the QB position. He was on the bench. He's a sophomore. He picked up the quarterback duties week 4, and Archbold has been an offensive juggernaut ever since, getting all of its best athletes in playmaking positions.
Well, there's times where, I mean, you start the season with a thought process, and as it starts to roll, you take a look and you make some changes. And, you know, you don't always do that, especially at quarterback. Right. But, you know, and you get that sophomore out there, and they've been on a heck of a roll ever since they made that change.
Remember what Tanner Schrader did last year for Macomb. Didn't start the year as the signal caller. And then by week 3 or 4, he was not only playing quarterback, he was throwing for touchdowns, running for touchdowns, punting the football 45 yards, kicking off, kicking field goals, PATs. He was Mr. Everything.
And that kid was such an athlete. If they could have found a way to play him in all 11 spots, they probably would have done it because that's how good he was.
Nearly 600 yards rushing on the ground the last 2 weeks combined for Riley Hewell's camp of Anna. What in the world, Chuck, does he have to do for an encore? Does he have another 300 in him running the ball tonight, do you think?
Well, you know, it's reminding me of what Ezekiel Elliott did on Ohio State's run in 2015 to the national championship. All of a sudden, I mean, he had a great season, but all of a sudden in those three big games, he was just unstoppable, and that's what we're looking at with Yule's camp right now.
Yeah, we're going to hear from Nick Marino and Anna's head coach in just a minute, and he'll be so complimentary of Riley, as will Garen Stokes, head coach of Minster, who coached with Nick at Urbana High School several years ago. Minster, of course, a team Anna knocked off in the first round of the playoffs, 47-21 at Minster. Junior running back Noah Gomez, the team's leading rusher for Archbold, just short of 1,000 yards on 132 carries. He scored 12 TDs. He's got 20 passes for 242 yards. Caleb Hoggrafe has gained 480 rushing yards on 97 carries. He scored 11 touchdowns. And Antonio Cruz is the team's leading receiver. He's caught 59 passes for 869 yards and 12 TDs. Brandon Taylor, who began the year as the quarterback, is also an accomplished wide receiver. Chuck, you heard the names Gomez and Cruz. There's an Hispanic population up in the Archbold area, and they comprise key elements on this team to these youngsters.
Well, I mean, and that to me is pretty terrific. You bring the kids in and they can play, and, you know, probably if they were down in the Southwest, they'd probably be playing soccer. So thank goodness they're playing football.
Anna Rockets finished the regular season number 1 in the D6 statewide AP poll. 591 yards of offense against Fairview a week ago held the Apaches to 197 total. negative yards second half, right?
Yeah, they had they held them to negative 5 yards in the second half.
Rockets average 453 yards a game, 46 points per game, and allow an average of only 246 and 13 points per outing. Riley Yuleskamp has gone over 2,000 yards this year, 34 TDs. Bart Bixler is running mate at quarterback, nearly 1,300 yards, 24 touchdowns. He's thrown for about the same number, 1,300, for 22 scores, 5 picks. Interestingly enough, Chuck, these two teams participating here tonight in the region finals, Anna, plus 16 in the turnover takeaway category. Archbold, if my workmanship earlier today is correct, if my math is right, minus 5 on the year.
That's, you know, for a team that's getting ready to try to get to the state semifinals, that's a strange statistic. And it could be, I mean, it's the reason probably that they didn't have blowouts in the season, that right. They had close games, because turning the ball over will take a team that you're better than and equal the playing field.
Archbold is usually a fairly slow starting team, having scored nearly 2/3 of its points this year in the second half. Like to let you know that we are online here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com with Anna Archbold in a Division VI regional championship game, thanks to these anchor underwriting sponsors: American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. A new underwriting sponsor, Hoying & Hoying Builders in Anna. It serves Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977, specializing in custom-built homes on the client's lot, or on any of our lots located northeast of Kettlersville on Rutger Road. We also offer our services for home remodels, additions, and outbuildings. With over 200 years of experience with our current employees, Hoying & Hoying Builders has become one of the premier home builders in the area. If you're looking for a large 2.5 country acre lot, Hoying & Hoying currently has lots for sale on Rutger Road. The lots are in the Anna School District and include high-speed internet. If you'd like more information to start designing your dream home, call 937-394-7144, Hoying and Hoying Builders, McCartyville Road in Anna. Well, the Anna Rockets, as we noted, overcame adversity last week, falling behind 14-0 to Sherwood Fairview in the first few minutes. Also gave up an onside kick to start the second half. But fifth-year head coach Nick Marino loved the way his team rallied from behind, made some key adjustments on defense, and ran away from the Apaches 54-20.
Yeah, we had to get a little bit used to all the passing and being so spread out, and thought our kids, as the game went on, got better and better with that. But early on, it was a little scary. They jumped out on us 14-0, and I liked the way our kids fought back and got ourselves back into the game, and then started to take control of the game with our running game and getting defensive stops.
But you adjusted. That was the key.
We adjusted a little bit. It was similar to what we did. We really only had three down. Our outside backers were up and kind of just showing a little bit, but.
Yeah, you shifted to that as the game went on.
Yeah, and then we stayed back and played a little bit more just coverage because of what they were doing, and left their safeties back and let our guys run around and man them up a little bit more in the secondary.
Mm-hmm. You'll want to erase those early game mistakes this week for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And you had one cough up, a fumble, and then a pass that you should have batted down in the end zone and gotten the ball first and 10 going the other way. You tipped it between your two players, and darned if Sherwood Fairview didn't catch it lying on the ground for 6 points.
Yeah, that receiver number one had a pretty good ball game to start against us. A couple things didn't go our way, and we got to take care of the ball better, though. We've talked about that, especially early on in football games. You got to make sure you don't allow somebody to get momentum against you. Ball security is going to be huge this week with a really good Archbold team.
You know, these playoff games are a great experience in that you can feed off one game heading into the next, because you're going to see a lot of great talent here on the field for Archbold, just as Sherwood Fairview showed you the week before. A speed on the outside, outstanding quarterback. You'll have to be ready for the running game a little bit more this week.
Yeah, they do. They're a much more balanced football team. They got a good running back, 24. He's shifty and fast, and he finishes runs hard. So we've got to make sure we get there and tackle him, as well as the quarterback and number three. He likes to target number three. He's a really good receiver. He can go up and get it any time. So we got to make sure we're aware of where he's at, number one. And then, secondly, we got to defend those 50-50 balls and win a lot of those.
Mm-hmm. You have to emphasize the importance of the kicking game each and every week. Kickoffs, coverage, punts, coverage. You excelled in those departments in your two wins here in the playoffs.
Yeah, we've been doing a good job getting the ball kicked down the field. Yep. That was a big emphasis. All season long, we've been kickoff coverage, and punt coverage. That was a big emphasis for us. So that was good that we're excelling in that right now when you need to, because all those extra little yards, they add up throughout a football game big time.
Mm-hmm. Has anybody been able to block one-on-one Malachi Minnick or Will Luthman this year?
those two are pretty hard to block. They do a good job. So it's good to have them on the front line there. It's good when they can create their own pass rush a little bit. So that was really big for us last week, and we're going to need that again because their quarterback gets out of the pocket and scrambles and extends plays, and he keeps his eyes down the field, and they create some really big plays when they do that. So we got to make sure we're able to get to the quarterback, keep him in the pocket, and tackle him. So it's huge.
One thing I like about this Archbold team is I read about them to prep for this game tonight against Archbold for the Anna Rockets. They convert first down and fourth down. They make big plays late in games through a touchdown pass as time expired to beat Coldwater. Mm-hmm. Converted a big fourth and long at some point fairly late in the game, I think fourth quarter, midway through the period, to win the last game over Liberty Center. So it's a team which can advance the ball for big yards, run or pass, anywhere on the gridiron.
Yeah, they do a good job, and they've made some really big plays. So their team is pretty clutch in situations. We got to make sure we don't allow them to do that. So big emphasis on getting off the field when we need to. We got to make sure their team that you don't want to be in a close game with. You want to make sure you take care of business throughout, because they have been. They've shown the ability and the tenacity, I guess, to finish football games.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, in high school sports, sports at all levels, it's every bit as important to finish well as to start well.
Yeah, absolutely. And we got to make sure we're able to get guys in space when they throw the ball out in space. We got to tackle really well because they've excelled in that area, especially in the playoffs.
Nick Marino, head coach of the Anna Rockets, our guest before tonight's game between Anna and Archbold. Single out players who performed exceedingly well for you in the win over Sherwood Fairview. If you had to hand out game balls from that regional semi, who would get them?
You could hand out a game ball to Riley every week, but he obviously played a very good football game again. Thought our offensive line did a good job up front, taking over the game, especially as we started to run up the middle a little bit more instead of going out on the edges. And then in addition to that, on the defensive side of the ball, I'd say Malachi Minnick and then Will getting after the quarterback, Will Luthman. So those two guys getting after the quarterback were huge. And then our secondary really picked it up a notch there. You saw Nolan Emerson start to play a lot better. Mm-hmm. You saw some guys start to get a little more confident in playing. It was a little bit of our two-man look there. And just being a little more confident with that and just really breaking on the football hard and being aggressive.
You're still making a high percentage of your extra points. Ambus missed a couple. Any worries there at all?
He's just got to put them all through. That's what I told him. We don't want any of those not getting in. So he'll be fine. He's doing a good job getting a lot of extra kicks on the sideline ready to go, especially as the weather gets cold, standing around. Make sure those guys are moving on the sideline.
Now, update on the injury situation. I know that Riley went out with a gimpy lower leg fairly late in the game against Sherwood Fairview. But after some exercises on the sideline, he was all set and ready to go right back in.
Yeah, he was just fine. We're pretty healthy overall. I mean, it's week 13 now, so if you don't have some bumps and bruises and guys with a little limp here or there, you haven't been playing football for a whole season. It's we've been doing this for 3-4 months now, it seems like. So,
right.
But everybody's pretty healthy overall.
Rally to the ball and tackle in space tonight.
That's it. We got to rally to the ball. We got to get there. No extra yards after we get there. No extra yards after contact, especially on 24. We'll watch them try to sneak out of the backfield a little bit too. So got to make sure we contain him.
And head coach Nick Marino talking there at the end about his opponent tonight, Archbold, number 24, good running back, fine rusher. A good receiver in the flat is Noah Gomez. And the superb wideout is Antonio Cruz. More weapons being posed for Anna this week than Sherwood Fairview produced a week ago against the Rockets.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, and you've got a confident team as which you come into Archbold. Expects to win this football game tonight, I promise you. Mm-hmm. So you, if you're Anna, you got to start strong, and you've got to kind of smack them down a little bit and show them who the number one team in the state is.
Yeah, Nick Marino, 5-year head coach at Anna. David Dominique, 5-year head coach at Archbold, which participates in the Northwest Ohio Athletic League, the NOAL. And it's a pretty stiff competition conference with the likes of Hamler Patrick Henry and Liberty Center, for example. Coach Dominique is an undergraduate from Grand Valley State University, a graduate student from the University of Findlay, coached 3 years as an assistant at Archbold. He's been the head man the last five. Well, one of Nick Marino's former coaching buddies, Garen Stokes at Minster, was on the opposite side of the field from Nick 2 weeks ago as they opposed each other at Minster. And the Rockets won that game 47-21. Wildcats head coach Stokes worked with Anna coach Marino several years ago at Urbana High School. Nick, offensive coordinator, or I should say defensive coordinator. Garen, offensive coordinator. And, of course, Garen was extremely pleased with Anna's performance against his club 2 weeks ago. He offered a glowing report of the Rockets, who scored the final three touchdowns of that game when Anna thumped Minster to begin the playoffs.
Yeah, I love what they're doing. I love the kids they're playing with, how they play, how they carry themselves. The physicality matched with the speed and athleticism is just a tough, and they're well coached. Nick's doing a great job with those guys. They present a huge challenge for whoever's playing them.
It's an extremely senior-laden group, but the line of scrimmage people are just phenomenal. And against Sherwood Fairview, they had 7 in coverage oftentimes, yet they were getting to the passer with just 3 and 4 rushing up front.
Yeah, they've got a combination of big kids that are athletic and strong, and they do a lot of damage with just a couple rushers. So they present problems for everybody that is going to single block them, because those kids are going to win one-on-one matchups across the board.
And then Bixler and Huelskamp are just so shifty. It seems like you've got them wrapped up, an arm around the foot. They'll leave a shoe behind, but then they're gone. They leave you behind.
I would be interested to see how many missed tackles teams that play these guys have combined, because we missed a ton, and it's not like we were out of position or anything. We just missed because of their athleticism and how quick they change your angle. Like, they make you have a wrong angle immediately. And then the way Huelskamp runs physically, his stiff arm is incredible. His low center of gravity, his change of direction. And then you add in the competitiveness that he and Bixler have. Those two are as dynamic of a backfield as I've seen.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets. Anna High School Marching Band performing the national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner. We're about 5 minutes away from the opening kickoff. Anna 11-1, Archbold 11-1, Division 6, Region 23 Regional Championship Contest just moments away. A new underwriting sponsor, Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. Reese Meyering has major business clients. It has served for 25 years. Reese Meyering has CPAs on staff. It performs tax and financial services for you, the individual. It's also a full-service accounting firm and performs controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software and setup, and consulting for business setups. As the business world evolves, Reese Meyering is flexible and will meet your accounting needs as your business changes and grows. Thanks to the internet, computer technology, and easy-to-use accounting software, Reese Meyering can serve your business efficiently whether you are close by or far away. In Fort Loramie, Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants, phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813, 295-3813. Here are your starting lineups for the Anna Rockets. The quarterback, of course, Bart Bixler, senior, 5'11", 170-pounder. H-back is Cameron Stewart, a senior, 6-footer, 195-pounder. The feature back is Riley Huelskamp, a senior, 5'10", and 185 pounds. The wideouts, Nolan Emerson, 6'2", 165, a senior. Isaac Leidinger, 6', 165, a senior. And Jeffrey Richards, 6'1", 185, and a senior. That much heralded offensive line, Evan Puppelman, 6'2", 190, a senior. Will Luthman, 6'2", 255, a senior. Center Luke Dye, 6-footer, 250, a senior. Anthony Billing, 6'4", 265, a senior. And Dylan Steinke-Ellinger, 6'2", 250, and a senior. Chuck, have you seen an offensive line any more dominant in small school high school football than Anna has been all year long?
No, that's such a joy for them, for Huelskamp and Bixler to run behind. Those guys do such a great job. And I think I'll be shocked if they don't score a lot of points. Now, Anna has given up some points this year in some games. So we'll see. I think Archbold is going to have to score to beat them. I don't think this is not going to be a low-scoring game. And they'll get the ball first. They won the toss and elected to receive.
Aha, the green and white.
No, Archbold.
Oh, Archbold won the toss, and the Blue Streaks want the football.
They want it first. They don't want Huelskamp and Bixler to have it yet.
Interesting development here at the start. You don't want to get behind against the Anna Rockets. It's a club which turned the tables last week on Sherwood Fairview, being down by two scores in the first 5.5 minutes. Starting offense here for Archbold. The quarterback is D.J. Newman, a sophomore, 6'1", 160. The feature back is Noah Gomez, 5'9", 180, and a junior. The wideouts, Brandon Taylor, 6 feet tall, 160, a junior. Antonio Cruz, 5'11", 160, a junior. More often than not, he's Newman's hot receiver. And Spencer Short, 6'1", 175, a senior. He is the other wide receiver. The tight end is Braden Hall, 6'2", 205, a senior. Offensive line, Bishop Tuckerman, 5'10", 215, a junior. Josh Richer, 5'11", 205, a senior. Matthew Gladio, 6'1", 230, a senior at center. And Shane Eicher, 5'9", 165, a senior. And Mason Babcock, 5'10", 205, and a senior. Weather conditions, Chuck, couldn't be better, really. Temperature upper 30s, hovering around 40, will dip throughout the night. Might reach low 30s before it's all said and done, but no chance for rain. It was crystal clear late this afternoon. Rain entering the picture here in Ohio by mid-afternoon tomorrow.
The flag is limp, so there's no wind. They're ready to play football, and I would like to see Luthman kick the ball out of the end zone, and that way you're not going to give Cruz a chance. They got Cruz and Zimmerman back.
As Zimmerman is the wide receiver who's got great speed, who caught the touchdown pass to beat Coldwater in the final seconds 2 weeks ago. Elijah Zimmerman back deep to receive the opening kickoff. along with Antonio Cruz. Luthman strides forward, hammers it, line drive kick, retreating Cruz, 4-yard line, he's got it. Here he comes right back up the middle. Makes one man miss at the 20, scrambles forward to the 25, upset right there. First and 10, Blue Streaks, who are attired in the road white jerseys. Navy blue numbers outlined in gold, dark blue pants, blue headgear with gold and white trim. Anna in the typical home green. Green jerseys, white trousers, green stripes, white helmets with a green outline right down the middle. In the spread formation, Newman sends a man in motion across it. That's Antonio Cruz. Inside handoff. Anna stuffs it for a loss. Forward progress might have gotten the ball carrier right back to the 25. That's it.
But Grant Alberts was in the backfield that time. He didn't get the tackle, but he completely blew up the play. And three other guys got there to stop it.
Yep, Noah Gomez, who's been extremely productive all year long running the ball for Archbold, was nailed on the game's first play from scrimmage. No gain, second and 10. 6 yards behind the line. The quarterback scrambling. 10 yards behind the line. Rolling out to the right. Pitches on the dead run in the flat. It's in the hands of the receiver, Brandon Taylor, at the 29. He's popped in the backside, and the ball rolls free incomplete.
Yeah, that was Cameron Stewart that knocked it away that time. That was going to be about a 5-yard gain. Stewart made sure that it was 3rd and 10.
So a big possession down to open the contest in the first 45 seconds. Featuring two receivers to the right is the quarterback Newman. He's got one to the left. Alongside him, Gomez. Watch him coming out of the backfield. Here's play action. Quarterback looking, throwing near hash mark to the sideline. Oh, we've got a ticky-tacky pass interference called against Anna as the ball sailed way over the receiver's head out of bounds. Chuck, that's a flag I'd pick up in a heartbeat.
Well, I think what he called was a hold. I think he saw when he tried to make a cut and then up the field, it was an out and up. And I think he saw a hold on that. So, I didn't see it, but the guy that counts did.
So the penalty is 10 full yards against Anna, and that is an automatic first down from the 35-yard line as the Archbold Blue Streaks are cut a big break on the third play of this game. Very marginal penalty call against Anna, which displays an 8-man front, 2 backs in the offensive backfield. Newman, half roll to the right, late pitch behind him to Cruz. Great penetration by Anna, and the ball carrier is spilled back at the 24.
Grant Spangler back there with him. Nice defensive play.
Chuck, Anna was reading the scouting report when Newman was in the offensive backfield in that play with a back on either side. That meant to Anna's defense, run for sure.
Yep.
They had 8 in the box.
Yep. That's a nice option formation that they ran that out of.
Trips to the right, the short side of the field for Newman. On 2nd and 16, quarterback draw right up the gut. Oh, he blisters Anna's defense with a big gainer. He's got 10, 15, 18 yards. He blasts to the 47, catching Anna by surprise.
Well, I'll tell you what, that was a nice play call right there.
That was a dandy. Nicely executed. Well done by Archbold. And Anna was caught off balance. Rockets were defending the perimeter. And barreling up the middle went the sophomore quarterback, D.J. Newman. He sprinted to the 47. He rambled for about 19 or 20 on the play, 1st and 10, Blue Streaks. We played 2 minutes, no score. Initial possession of this game. Newman, handoff, outside right tackle. It's Gomez. He's got a crack. He's into Anna territory. 50, 45, roll down at the 45-yard line. Good run by Gomez. Anna came up from the secondary to prevent the first down and halted Gomez right at the 45. 2nd and 2, Blue Streaks.
Yeah, they're opening some holes right now. That's 2 plays in a row.
3 receivers to the left. 4 Newman. Lone back. Fake to the running back. Oh, here's a flat pass. Open in space is Cruz. He's got the ball behind the line. He's got a seam down the left sideline. Look at him roll. 40, 35. Nudged out of bounds at the 32. Move the chains again. Archbold is streaking down the field. The Blue Streaks are hot. Having gotten a big break on a 3rd down penalty call, and Archbold's done the rest. Hannah on its heels now. First and 10, 32-yard line of the Rockets. Couple of receivers flanked to the right, one of whom is Antonio Cruz. Gomez in the backfield with Newman on first and 10. Here's Hannah showing blitz. Fake on the inside, handoff, and Newman throws a long bomb for the end zone. Hannah's defending it, and the Rockets almost intercept 5 yards deep in the end zone as the ball is ripped away, pride free, from the receiver Zimmerman.
Yeah, that was Emerson running stride for stride, and I'll tell you what, Zimmerman made a nice defensive play because that was going to be picked off.
Yep. That appeared to be for an instant a touchback and an intercept in the end zone by Emerson, who's had a tremendous year defensively, coming off a great game last week against Sherwood Fairview. 8:42 left in the first quarter. To the line of scrimmage comes Archbold, second and 10, 32 of Anna. Setback, staggered alongside the quarterback Newman. Long count. Inside handoff. It goes to Cruz. And Cruz plows over left guard. He's pushed to the turf at the 29. A minimal gain as Archbold confronts a third and 7.
Well, he ran into Minnick that time. You're not going to go very far when he gets a hold of you.
Nope. Malachi grabbed him and then just sat him down. Play coming in from the far sideline. Head coach David Dominique signals it in through his tight end, Braden Hall. We got two receivers right next to each other, 12 yards to the right, and a secondary shades that way. Third and 7, long cadence. Here's a quick hitter, Cruz, trying to bust it up the gut. Might have been a play change at the line of scrimmage. Anna's not fooled. Rockets sniff it out, and they rally to the ball. 3 or 4 green shirts all over Cruz at the 27 or 28. Fourth down and at least 5 to go for a first down.
Yeah, I think they were thinking 4 down territory. That's why they ran it on third down. Now you better be prepared for whatever they want to run at you.
Righto. And here we go. Split wide right for Archbold. Is Cruz along with Taylor rolling that way. Newman, here comes some pressure. Newman steps up into the middle, fires, end zone. It is tipped. It is free in the air, not caught, incomplete.
Wow, nice play by Emerson again. He knocked that away. That was going to be a touchdown.
That ball was thrown beyond Emerson. Somehow, some way, he got a hand in the flight of the ball. I thought the quarterback, Chuck, if he runs it, he's got 8 or 10 yards.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, that was a heck of a pass. He put it right on the money, and Emerson made a play.
And Newman rolled out to the right, evaded pursuit by Anna's defense, and found some space. He was a yard or two short of the line of scrimmage and had a lane in front of him. Could have run it, I think, for the first down, but he threw an incompletion. Anna takes over. Mark Bixler from the 28, right up the middle, breaks the tackle, gets a block. He shoots to the sidelines. Bart on the dead run, 50, 45, 40, caught from behind at the 37-yard line of Archbold.
36-yard run.
Woo, what a gallop by Bixler. Right away, Archbold gets a taste of this Anna run game. And here's a quick, fast-paced offense for Anna. Archbold slow in getting up to the defensive line. Anna may be a little too quick for its own good.
Chuck. They weren't all set.
5-yard penalty. Anna Rockets wanted to catch Archbold off guard. They did, as half of the defense for the Blue Streaks was back in a huddle at the 30, but Anna was not set. So it's a pre-snap foul.
You won't see Bart Bixler make too many mistakes like that, but the quarterback has got to make sure everybody's set before he calls for the snap.
Yes. First and 15 from the Blue Streaks, 42. We say hello to David Bell. I think he's somewhere above the Atlantic.
Headed to Brazil, and yeah. I'm still very jealous.
Hi, David. We're saluting you, all of your fans down below. Told us to tell you hello. Here's handoff on the play to Riley Hulskamp, and Riley wedges out 4 or 5. He got back the yards assessed in the penalty. new line of scrimmage, the 38. It will be second down and close to 11 for Anna. 6:49 left, first quarter, no score. Anna's initial possession, after having gotten the ball when Archbold turned it over on downs inside the Anna 35. Here's a wide pitch out to Hulskamp. He's in space. He's on the edge. He's around the periphery. The Archbold defense down the left sideline. He's got room at the 20. Tight ropes the boundary. 15, close to the 10-yard line goes Riley Hulskamp. Archbold, Chuck, unsuccessful in defending the whole width of the gridiron.
Yeah, he got to the corner that time. Nice blocking out there, and he turned the corner. You're not going to catch him.
Bixler in the spread, deals Hulskamp, right tackle, puts his head down. Rams to the 7, 6-5, inside it to the 4. Hulskamp, like a bucking bronco, will not be denied. Tackle in there on the play by linebacker Johnny Yoder. He might have saved 6 points. Second and 3, Anna inside the 5. They call Hulskamp's number again. He can't go up the middle. Then he reverses his field momentarily, then puts his head down, and finally decides to go straight ahead. That was a good move as he chugged to the 2, maybe the 1. Is it goal to go from there, Chuck?
Man, it's got to be close. Yeah, it is. Okay, I was going to say.
First and 10 or goal to go, Anna, inside the 2-yard line of Archbold.
Well, there's what Coach Stokes would call another missed tackle. They should have had him about 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
Indeed. Here is Anna right up the gut. Dive ahead. Bixler, he's at the goal line. Behind the center, Luke Dye. And the official signals, yes, touchdown. A heap of green jerseys and white jerseys. 6 points, Anna, as the Rockets stop Archbold on a fourth down inside the Anna 35. And in just a half dozen plays or so, Chuck, the Rockets are in the end zone with 5:29 left, opening period.
6-run plays, touchdown.
Extra point try here by Ambus of Anna. He's missed 4 the last 2 weeks. Of course, he's had a lot of them to kick. Good snap from center. Oh, that boot looks perfect. It is. He drilled it. Zach Ambus right on the button. Anna 7, Archbold nothing. Under 5.5 to go in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Oh, what an opening drive by Anna after eventually Archbold stalled inside Anna's 35-yard line. Chuck, as you noted, the Rockets on that drive to pay dirt split 68 yards pretty evenly.
37 for Bixler in the touchdown and 41 for Hulskamp.
Here's the kickoff by Luthman. Oh, boy, he got into that one. Huge foot. Return from the 1 by Cruz. Nowhere to go over the 10. He's met head on. Manages to spin around and get to the 15. That's it. Great kickoff. Outstanding coverage. And the Archbold Blue Streaks are backed up inside their 20.
You know, we talk about the running of Hulskamp and Bixler, and we should. We talk about the offensive line, and we should. But those plays that break like that, the wide receivers for Anna do an outstanding job of blocking on those running plays.
Yeah, well put. They sure do. And you've got to have everybody on the field contributing to make a running play that uses the width of the field work. And Anna blocks them so well, play after play after play. Here's the quarterback, Newman. He delivers the ball to the running back, Gomez, in the offensive backfield. And then Newman acts like he's still got the ball, pumps his arm. He didn't throw it because he didn't have it. Anna stymies the running play, thwarting it right there at the 19. Minimal gain of a couple, second down 8 for Archbold. In there on that last play was Egbert for the Rockets, outstanding inside linebacker. He's had a heck of a year. Isaac Egbert, 5'10 junior. Snap back to Newman. Oh, here's a quick flat pass. It's caught by Gomez inside his own 15, 4 or 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and he's clobbered immediately. Oh, what a tackle by Spangler. He's had a couple of fine hits already in this game. So, Chuck, on this series for Archbold, nothing fooling Anna. Rockets had Archbold stopped on the first three plays, opening drive.
Yep, I mean, and it was an iffy hold, but it probably was, because when somebody makes a double move on you, and really that's what you should do, because if you don't grab him, sometimes it's 6 points.
Right. Trips to the left for Archbold on third and 12 from the Blue Streaks, 14 and a half. Newman looking left, now looks middle. Arches one down the right side, one-on-one coverage. Anna defending well. The ball goes into the back of the jersey of the Rocket defender. A little underthrown, incomplete.
That was Cameron Stewart again. What a nice play.
Stewart stride for stride down the sideline with the wideout. Taylor for Archbold, which has to kick. And now Archbold's kicking game will be tested. Anna promises to get the ball in good field position. Rockets with two men back at about the midfield stripe. Richards and Uhlskamp are there in the vicinity of the 50. The punter, the quarterback, DJ Newman. It's high, well struck. Ball returned by Anna from the 46. Oh, a man misses a tackle, misses another. The return, a good one for Anna, inside the 45 to the 43.
That's Minnick. It's like trying to tackle a fire hydrant.
I was mistaken. It was Malachi Minnick. You're right, back with Uhlskamp on the punt return. And the fire hydrant just wouldn't be flat.
I was surprised he didn't call for a fair catch, because he had a guy like 2 yards from him, but he wasn't scared.
Yeah, he just chested three would-be tacklers and returned the football about 18 or 19 yards, 42-yard line of Archbold. Good exchange for the Rockets, who lead it 7-0 with 3:39 left here in the first quarter. Anna to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers to the right, one to the far side. That's Richards, Stewart slot right. Uhlskamp alongside Bixler. And Uhlskamp doesn't get the ball. Bixler keeps it, and it is diagnosed well by the interior of Archibald's defensive front. No gain on the play. Bixler might have fallen forward for one. Defensive end Caleb Ranzau in there on the tackle, along with Adrian Juarez. A two-timed Bixler, second down and 9 Rockets at the Archbold 41. Slot right, Stewart. Ball given to Uhlskamp. He goes laterally all the way across the field. He's got a seam. Open space, 35-30. He's not touched yet. He's finally caught at the 1 yard line, but drags that man into the end zone. What a run, Uhlskamp. He took it about 42 for the score.
Wow.
Wasn't touched, Chuck, till he got down inside the 5 yard line.
The only reason he got touched is because he put his head down and went into the end zone. He probably could have avoided them. That's a man. The blocking is outstanding. I said last week, and now I'm really struggling. The superlatives, you can't come up with enough.
Wow, Uhlskamp trucking could have driven through that hole. Extra point try coming up here. Out of the hold of Bixler. It is booted by Ambos. This one twists a little bit left of center, but he's got it. And Anna leads it 14-0. Rockets have run just 10 plays in this game, and they've got a 2-touchdown cushion late in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Chuck, highlight the production for Anna's run game so far.
Well, they've got 8 rushes for 120 yards and 2 touchdowns.
That's 15 yards per carry already in this game.
Yeah, well, if you're Covington or Mechanicsburg, you're probably going, I'm going to let the other team win.
Luthman's kickoff is to the 5. It's taken there by Cruz. He goes up the far right hash. Oh, he's popped at the 23-yard line, and he went backwards. Malachi Minnick exploded downfield and rammed the return man to the turf. At the 24, Archbold starts 1st and 10.
He got 2 real cheap shots last week on kickoff returns. And
fortunately, he was not knocked out this week.
No. He's because the first one was really dirty. But no, it didn't seem to bother him in the least. That was a heck of a play.
2:50 left in the opening quarter. 14-0, Anna. Archbold's quarterback, Newman, toss sweep to the right. The ball carrier, Gomez, zooms around right end. He's got a neat gain up to the 30. And he leans to the 31. He picked up 7, 2nd down and 3. Might be a penalty on the play, or at least the officials are huddling up on the far side. Oh, and we've got a late flag tossed. And let's see what it's all about. And a pair of officials on the far boundary, another pair at the hash mark. They were conferencing. And then belatedly, a yellow marker gets thrown high up into the atmosphere. It lands at the 22. It's a step-off coming against Archbold.
I don't know what that signal is.
And
it's a 10-yard penalty.
Actually, it's about a
15-yard penalty. So probably half the distance.
You're right, Chuck. Half the distance from the 25 back to the 12.5. The play gets negated, I'm guessing, as the foul must have occurred before the end of the play. Scoreboard still reads 1st down. So it's 1st down for Archbold from the 12.5, and about 23, 24 yards to go for a 1st down.
I thought I knew every signal. I don't know what that one was.
No. No, it looked like some sort of an umbrella sign.
No, he had his hand behind. He says, that's how I sleep sometimes.
It's not raining. So many thanks to Barker Insurance, located north of Sydney, south of Anna, one of our great underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Barker has earned a reputation second to none for many years now. Barker number 1 as the most valued agency in the area. It will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. 1st and a bunch for Archbold. Beyond the blue streaks, 12. Here's Newman, the quarterback. Play action, rolling left. Oh, look at that beautiful lofty throw down the near sideline. Yes, on the dead run. Caught at the 40, all the way to the 50. And that's the receiver that this Anna team has got to spy on. He is outstanding. Antonio Cruz just fast-paced his way beyond Anna's secondary, outran him. And Newman bought time, little half roll to the left. And you can see why, Chuck, he was switched out to the quarterback spot week 4.
That was a heck of a throw. Now you need to maybe look for the quarterback draw here.
And the play went for 35. And Archbold now is just 3 yards short of midfield. Here's Newman, quick pass in the flat. It is caught by the receiver. Even with the quarterback, 3 yards behind the line. And he quickly pedals toward the sidelines over the 50 to Anna's 48. 5-yard advance on the play as the quarterback Newman fired a spiral to Brandon Taylor, 2nd and 5 for Archbold at the Anna 48. Archbold needs to answer to prevent this from being a 3-touchdown rout in the first half.
Well, from the 14-0, I know Anna's coaches have no problem talking to the kids about what happened last week.
3 receivers left. Newman wants to run straight ahead off tackle. Oh, he's nabbed. And he's hurled down at the 47. Anna was ready for it.
That was Luthman. You're not going to, if he gets a hold of you, you're done.
Luthman trapped the quarterback, the ball carrier, corralled him at the 47-yard line. Small gain of just a couple of feet. 3rd down, 4.5 to go for Archbold from the Anna 47. I bet if Archbold gets a couple yards here, Chuck, the Blue Streaks would go for it on fourth down.
Yeah, maybe.
Interesting formation, heavy to the right, short side of the field, pitch out that way, Gomez, and a good pursuit, strings out the play, tackle at the 48, a loss of one.
And that was Kovacs, and boy, did he play that perfectly.
Good penetration by Kovacs of Anna, surprised that Archbold went to that rushing play on third down. Now it's fourth, and every bit of six at the 49-yard line.
Mechanicsburg leaves Covington 8-0 in the first quarter.
Four down territory. Here come the Blue Streaks. Power formation, two tight ends, just two receivers flanked. Watch for the flat pass to a back coming out of the offensive backfield.
It's the end of the quarter.
Yep, quarter comes to a close. Seconds ticked off the clock, and that's it. We played one here at Spartan Stadium in Lima. It is 14-0 Anna over Archbold on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
And as we start the second quarter, Archbold confronting a fourth and six from the Anna 49, goes for it. A rollout pass play by the quarterback, Newman. He tries to hit Taylor near the first down marker at the 42-yard line. But Chuck, Bart Bixler is Johnny on the spot, and he busts up the pass attempt.
I'll tell you, it was a well-designed play because that was going to be exactly enough for the first down, and Bixler did break it up.
Excellent timing by Bart, who's now back on the field at quarterback. So for the second time already in this game, Anna stops Archbold on downs. First and 10 Rockets from their own 49, leading 14-0, opening second quarter. Here's Bixler reading, fakes the give to Uhlskamp, hangs onto the ball. Outstanding coverage in the backfield by Archbold, and Bixler is saddled for a loss of two or three. Fine stop on the play by Matthew Gladio, defensive lineman, offensive center for Archbold. He outread Bixler and jammed him to the turf behind the line. Second down and 12, Anna at their own 47. Hand off to Uhlskamp, right tackle. He cuts it back against the grain. He's beyond the linebackers, not touched. He's down inside the 30, makes another man miss, stays on his feet. He shakes his legs one way, goes the other to the 10, the 7-yard line. What a run, Anna on second and 12. They're so confident in that offensive line, blowing open holes for Uhlskamp. Second and big yards to go, and Anna just busts it down the field with the run game.
It's just really kind of amazing, and there he goes again.
Look out, Uhlskamp, right tackle and goal to go from outside the five, and he barrels to the goal line. He's over for the score. The Rockets are tearing him up. 20 points for Anna in probably about 15 plays on the game.
Well, they had eight, so that's 11. That's 11 plays.
Wow.
20, about to be 21 points, and another 163 yards on the ground. They have not completely even thrown a pass yet.
Extra point try coming up here by Ambos. Boy, the opposition against Anna simply doesn't know what to do. you need to possess the ball to score points. You risk going for it and fourth down. But Anna's defense is so doggone good, too.
Well, quite honestly, if they would have punted it, it just would have taken them a couple more plays to score. So they helped their defensive average a little bit.
Extra point try. Ambus is center cut. He's got it. 21-0 Anna. A minute gone. Second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years. Each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
And this is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Spartan Stadium in Lima. Kickoff by Luthman after the Rockets record touchdown number 3. The boot down to the 6-yard line. It's returned there by Zimmerman up the left sideline. He zigzags his way between the boundary and the numbers and works his way out to the 25-yard line. First and 10, Archbold, from that spot on the field.
I don't know. When you look and you compare scores, they only have one team they played each, but that was Coldwater. And you look at a 49-8 win by Anna and a last play touchdown to win for Archbold. It's starting to look like maybe there is that big of a difference.
Here is Archbold running over right guard, good for about 3 or 4 yards. Putting his head down was Caleb Hoggrave, backup runner to the feature tailback, Noah Gomez. He carved out 4 yards to the 29, second down and 6 for Archbold. 2 minutes gone, opening half, or I should say 2 minutes gone, second quarter of this game. Anna 21, Archbold nothing. Blue Streaks flash 3 receivers to the left for the quarterback, Newman. And he's got a lone back alongside. Here's a belated throw down the field by Newman. Boy, he heaves it. Good strength on that ball. Just inches too far for the intended receiver at the 35-yard line of Anna.
Good pressure on him that time, but you're right. That kid's got an arm. He's only a sophomore.
Spencer Short, a 6-foot, 175-pound senior wideout, was zipping down the sideline, one-on-one coverage. And pretty well done by, I think, Uelskamp, who was with him.
Uelskamp was with him, yeah.
Wow. O'Reilly's motor doesn't stop. Offense, defense.
We just always give him the Clancy's Award before the game, and then we figure out who else is going to get one.
So it's third down now. Another possession play here for Archbold. Third and 6, 29.5. On the dead run, it's Newman. Roll out to the left. Hits a receiver, cutting toward the sideline. Got it at the 38, and it's a first down. Fine throw, but Newman found his tight end, Hall, just short of the 40. First down, 10 yards to go for Archbold.
I like the way they're rolling him out, because if he tries to stay in the pocket, Anna's getting pressure now, but rolling him out is kind of negating it a little bit.
Yeah, good point. Under 10 to play here in the second, 21-0 Anna. Blue Streaks to the line of scrimmage. One receiver left, 2 to the right. One of those to the right is Antonio Cruz, man in motion, hand off to Gomez, wants to go outside left tackle, and Anna barges across the line of scrimmage, walls him off. The play goes for a minus 1. What a job by Anna. That was Albers in there on the hit. He's had a fine start.
Yeah, he has.
Good hit for the Rockets. Albers.
He's only a sophomore.
Yes. Second down, 11 for Archbold at the Blue Streaks, 38. Two receivers to the right. They're being single covered by Emerson and Hulskamp. Oh, here's a middle screen tried by the quarterback Newman, and the receiver reaches up, spears the ball, and immediately he's popped in the back, decked right now at the 37-yard line.
They played that so well, and Luthman just read that and found the receiver and buried him.
Eyes on Noah Gomez. He's the feature running back for this club, but as Coach Nick Marino of Anna noted in the pregame, watch him leaking out of the backfield. And he did on that play. Anna smothered it. Third down, 11, Archbold at the Blue Streaks 38. Here comes pressure against Newman. They've got the heat on. Newman's got a little bit of time at the end. A long, high pass left sideline. It's floating. Anna's all over it. It's batted away out of bounds at the 36.
And that's Emerson again, and we've said his name a few times tonight.
Anna wound up with a couple or three green shirts coming to the rescue there. Newman, I think, unleashed the pass, Chuck, maybe a second sooner than he would have liked.
So, yeah, they put pressure on him, and he had to throw it fast.
Big time duress. So let's see what's been called. Was there a penalty against Anna? Yes. The ball is advanced to the 48, and it's going to be third down all over again. Wipe out the play, penalty against the Rockets. Tough break for Anna. Third and short for the Blue Streaks, who run it, left tackle. And the ball carrier, Brandon Taylor, is collared right away at about the line of scrimmage. He lurched forward to the 49 and got the first down.
Yeah, he got it by one.
Yep, with a foot to spare.
I quit paying attention. I'm not sure what the penalty was, but it wasn't a pre-snap penalty. Not that many five-yard penalties.
Nope, we missed it completely. Here's a throw parallel to the line of scrimmage in the flat by Archbold in first and 10 to the short side of the field. Anna runs to the ball well and tackles the receiver, Cruz, right at the 50. Completed pass, but a gain of only a foot. Second down, a little more than 9 for a first down for Archbold at midfield. 8 minutes to go, second quarter. Anna 21, Archbold nothing. Blue Streaks flank two receivers to the right, one to the left. Anna with seven up in the box. Here they come after the quarterback, Newman. He steps up in the pocket. He scurries, scampering ahead across the line of scrimmage, gets to the 45, and he might have nosed his way to the 44. A good run under pressure by Newman. Otherwise, he was going to be circled and sacked behind the line. Third and 3, Archbold, 44 of Anna.
What? Isaac Egbert's getting in there every play.
Leading tackler most of the year for Anna. Egbert, big stop there, preventing a first down. Although I'm sure Archbold is in four down territory here. Third and 3 at the Anna 44. Two receivers right. Pressure again. Here's Newman. He makes a roll to the left. He's even with the line of scrimmage. And then he puts his head down and charges forward. Got 1.5, needed 3. Fourth down, 4 or 5 feet to go for Archbold at the 42 of Anna. Quick snap on the play to Newman. Hand off to Cruz between right guard and tackle. Makes a man miss at the 40 and powers to the Anna 35. First and 10 for Archbold.
That was a nice quick snap by Archbold. Well played.
34-yard line of the Rockets. We've got 1, 2, 3 receivers. Trips to the right for Newman. Whoops, we've got movement by the wideout. He appeared to be offside. It wasn't called. And then we've got a flat pass by Newman. It's thrown behind the receiver. It's ruled a fumble. It's picked up on the play by Anna. And it's going to go for a touchdown. 63 yards on the play by the Rockets.
Brandon Shannon.
That's who it was. 37, 5'9", 150-pound senior. Shannon alertly scooped it up. And guess what? Archbold was a little reticent about going for the ball, which was lying on the ground.
Yeah, I mean, you don't let the official make a call. You go get it and then let them blow their whistle.
The timing was off on that play. It looked like a wide receiver was offsides for Archbold. It wasn't called. And then instantly the snap was made. Timing was not correct. The receiver in the flat wasn't ready for the throw. It was a little bit behind him. And clearly the quarterback, who was right in line with us, Chuck, threw it a good yard behind the receiver. It was a live ball, a fumble, like a lateral more or less,
yep.
not a forward pass. And Shannon made a dash for it, came up from a secondary spot. It was a scoop and score from what, 62, 63
yards? 63 yards.
Woo! Extra point try. Good by Ambus. Half the second quarter gone, 28-0 Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Well, if the Rockets defense is not forcing Archbold to turn the ball over on downs, which it's done twice already in this game, it's picking up a poorly thrown lateral in the offensive backfield, as Shannon just did for Anna, and turning it into 6 points.
Oh,
Rockets defense has been splendid. Kickoff return by Archbold is back out to the 29-yard line, and a Rocket is slow in getting up. Is that Leininger?
No, that is Isaac Egbert. I think he's okay, though. He's going to stay out there.
Isaac took a hit there as he assisted on the tackle shy of the 30.
Just need a little rest.
Well, we've got just a little bit more than 6 minutes remaining here in the second quarter of this game, and Anna's already up by 4 touchdowns, 28-0. Archbold is reeling. You can tell, Chuck, that this is a team with a lot of skill, a great amount of potential, but the Rockets are clicking on all cylinders, and Anna simply has more firepower than this very good Archbold team here tonight. Newman elects to run it on the first down call, and he barrels outside left tackle, and then he hurdles an Anna man at the 33, and he charges forward for a plus 9. Second down and 1, Archbold, ball right in the middle of the field at the Blue Streaks 38. Anna in the lead 28-0, 5.5 to go till halftime. One more Anna score, and we've got a continuous clock to start the second half. We've got back staggered alongside the quarterback Newman. Inside handoff, Anna is all over it. Nothing doing. I think that was Anthony Billing or Dylan Steinke Ellinger. They bear hugged the ball carrier. He did squeeze forward for a yard and a half, enough for a first down.
Yeah, you got the first down.
40-yard line of Archbold with 5:20 to go here in the second quarter.
Now, this tells you how statistics can be skewed. They have 8 first downs. Anna has 3. It's because they're running for touchdowns, and you don't get a first down. In professional, they give you the touchdown and a first down.
And when you scoop and score, you do it.
You got nothing there. You get no first down.
Yeah, you don't even have the ball. Shannon for Anna at the end of the Archbold previous possession, a scoop and score from 63. What a play by Brandon Shannon. We saw him flash his speed way back week 2 against Brookville in a game we covered, and he's sparkled ever since. Timeout called on the field, 5:18 to go in the second quarter. Anna is blowing away Archbold, 28-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Well, as Chuck noted, while we were away for 30 seconds, what, the chain broke across the way?
They broke the chain. I think they got it fixed.
Must have been one of Anna's runners who did it. Here is Newman throwing first down. He fires. It's way up in the air. It's one of those skyscraper throws all the way to the Anna 25, a jump ball broken up by the Rockets.
And who's out there to knock it down? Egbert.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Emerson.
Nolan Emerson, another fine play by him. Everybody for Hannah's defense getting into the act. And that is about the Blue Streaks' only hope now, is go for broke with a number of long passes. And Anna is wise to it.
Well, Anna's got to make sure defensively up front that they're not getting burned on a screen or a draw.
Second down and 10 for Archbold for the Blue Streaks 20. Oh, here comes a lot of pressure, and the quarterback is in deep doo-doo, 20 yards behind the line. Now he runs. He zigzags, makes a man miss, makes another man miss. Oh, the sophomore Newman for Archbold reels off a 12-yard gallop. First and 10 over to the Anna 47 or 48. That was beautifully
nice
done.
Run.
Mm. The sophomore extricated himself a few times.
Well, he had Evan Puppelman back there with him, and he had eluded him. And amazingly, he eluded Luthman. Don't usually do that.
Nearly a 12-yard loss winds up being a 12- or 13-yard gain to the Anna 47. Four and a half to go, second quarter, 28-0 Anna. Newman, empty backfield. Here's a pass, middle of the gridiron, in the hands of the receiver. I don't think he wanted any part of it, Chuck. It was Gomez. Three or four green shirts were about ready to collapse.
Wow, Stewart just almost picked that off. He got a hand on it.
Second and 10, Archbold at the Anna 47. Barker Insurance, located north of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. And that is for sure. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, 492-1857, 492-1857. Oh, here's a wobbly, a wounded duck by the quarterback, Newman. He throws it straight up in the air about 15 or 20 yards downfield, and the receiver and the Anna defender come back for the ball, and somehow or other, Chuck, a flag flies. When it looked like the badly thrown toss had no chance to be caught, offensive interference maybe?
Well, he took his hat off, which normally means that the receiver stepped out of bounds. So I don't know if he's allowed. Oh, my goodness, what a terrible call.
Well, that is
terrible call.
That's a pitiful decision. And I've disagreed with two. A defensive holding on Anna on the third play of this game, and right there a pass interference was called on Anna down to the 30-yard line on a miserably thrown ball with the quarterback Newman. It hung up forever, and both the receiver and defender came back for it a good 7 or 8 yards. It was like a pop-up. Who's going to make the fair catch?
Well, last week at St. Mary's, we had the observers were sitting right next to me. I wish they were sitting here with me tonight. I'd have a remark for them. And Minnick just put such a pop right that time on Newman. Newman's still trying to figure out where he is.
And I don't see how you reward the offense on that play with a foul on the defense.
No.
No chance. That was a mistake. First and 10 for Archbold, which runs outside right tackle. There's a nice cavity developing, and the ball carrier, Noah Gomez, romps through it to the 30 and stretches out to the 27 of Anna. He generated six. Second down and four at the Rockets 27 with 3:50 left in the first half.
Well, this is one way to keep Anna from scoring. They're doing this is a nice possession for them.
Aided by what appeared to be a blown call. By
absolutely.
The official just simply didn't use good enough judgment. Here's the quarterback, Newman, rolling right on second and five or six. He heaves it toward the end zone. Anna, with superior coverage at the goal line, nearly makes the interception. Incomplete forward pass. I was looking for the official to reach into his pocket on that one, Chuck. Not hardly. Great coverage by the Rockets. Downfield for Anna was Isaac Leiner. He was step for step with Zimmerman, the wideout for Archbold. And the two people came together, Zimmerman and Leininger. Isaac had better position, and he smacked that ball away. Third and five for Archbold at the Anna 27. Trips to the left. Now Newman, the quarterback, deliberates in the offensive backfield, and he's unsure. Timeout, Archbold. Less than 3.5 to go, second quarter. Anna up 28-0 on scores. Broadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Brookins in Fort Loramie, well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features two delicious 8-ounce marinated chops. Owner Carl Harns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins. It's perfect for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. Enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. You can't beat Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook, Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Here we go, big play. It is the quarterback Newman rolling out to the right. He's in trouble, 7 yards behind the line of scrimmage. He's dragged down. Oh, what a tackle. Cam Stewart came out of nowhere. He had assistance.
That was Peppelman that got him.
What a play by Peppelman. Two or three green shirts traced the quarterback well back behind the line of scrimmage. That was 3rd and 5 or 6, Chuck. Now it's 4th and 11 for Archbold at the end of 33. Boy, the Rockets time and time again have turned Archbold away on downs in this game. This would be, I think, at least the 3rd stop.
It would be.
Scoreboard clock ticking down, 2:45, 2:44 to go. Second quarter, 28-0 Anna. 3 offensive scores and 1 scoop and score by Shannon from 63. Here's Newman back to pass. He's rolling out to the left, out of trouble. Throws back against the grain, finds a receiver. Numbers, far side of the field, and a leaping stab is good at the 12-yard line. Nicely hauled in by Archbold. Beautiful throw. Looked like the tight end had drifted into an open space. Caught by Braden Hall, 12-yard line of Anna, 1st and 10, Archbold. Keep in mind, Anna received the ball to start. No, Archbold received to start the game. Anna would receive the third quarter kickoff. 12-yard line. Snap back to Newman. He's at the 22. He's being pressured, rolling out of trouble. The sophomore's running for his life back at the 15. Nailed from behind, and we've got a holding call against Archbold. What an open field stop by Grant Spangler again.
Kovacs was getting ready to get to the quarterback, and the blocker just reached out and grabbed him by the jersey.
Chuck, it is remarkable week after week after week when you see these Division 6 teams play. Anna one side of the field, opposition on the other. Anna's team speed just overwhelms
yeah.
the other club.
Absolutely.
Offense, defense, you name it. Anna just faster, quicker to the ball, better reactions.
And this is a 10-yard penalty, but from the spot of the foul,
ooh,
which is going to take the ball all the way back to the 30, and they get the first down right around a 3.
So it is 4th and 27 for Archbold from the 30.
That's first down.
It's first down all over again.
Yep.
That's right. The pass completion was good enough for a first down. Then the penalty was assessed. You're right. I got mixed up. So it's first down, Archbold,
yep.
from the 30, but they cannot get a first down without getting inside the 5 at the 3. Timeout called, which will enable us to keep it right here late in the second quarter, with Anna leading by a count of 28-0. I'd like to remind you all about Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. You can visit the showroom with hundreds of room layouts, new inventory of furniture always on display. Goffney's price to fit your budget, finance options, and easy application available. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has got you covered with the highest quality furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney, for high quality furniture priced right. And you can find a perfect fitting mattress by using the new innovative support report system at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Goffney Furniture. We've got you covered. From the 30 of Anna, 27 yards to go, the quarterback Newman, he's in a pickle behind the line of scrimmage, and he's hogtied and decked for a four-yard loss.
And that was Will Luthman.
Luthman would not be denied. Formidable pass rush by Luthman. So it's second down now for Archbold. I've never seen this before, Chuck. Second down and 33 from the second down and 32
from the 34.
From the 34.
Yeah. Anna has run three plays in the second quarter.
Wow. Archbold continues to possess the football and offense, but just simply cannot gain much real estate. Here is Newman. Oh, it's a halfback pass. He dealt the ball in the play to Cruz. Cruz winds up and throws, and Anna almost makes the intercept at the goal line. It was in the hands of Huelskamp. He almost speared it one-handed, backpedaling. Double coverage, handoff in the offensive backfield, and the ball was whistled downfield by Gomez. But Anna was not buffaloed. Rockets were looking for something deep.
Well, I was watching the receiver that went out, and if you're going to run that play, you got to fake like you're blocking for maybe a one or a two count.
Sure.
Before you take off. He just started down the field, and Huelskamp stayed right with him.
That tipped it off. So it's going to be third down for Archbold. Line of scrimmage, the Anna 34, but it's third down and 32. Archbold coming up over center. Rockets defending, three down linemen, five linebackers spread across the field. Newman rolls right, throws back against the flow to the left. Receivers got it at the 27, makes a man miss, stays on his feet, and chugs to the 20. Hall, the tight end, that was a new play in the offense so far tonight for Archbold. It worked, but Anna would gladly give up a dozen or 15 yards because now Archbold is confronted with fourth down and still quite a bit. Fourth and
18.
What? Yes, fourth and 17 or 18.
They got to get down to just inside, just outside of the two.
Yep.
There's only 10 seconds left.
Time winding down, late second quarter. Not sure what Archbold plans to do here.
Well, they got
to
call a timeout. There's no way they're going to let it out and not throw one more pass.
It's 28 to nothing and a timeout, Archbold. 2 seconds remaining here in the second quarter of this game. And I guess, Chuck, that instance right there leads us to believe what Archbold thinks of Anna's offense. So much respect. Archbold didn't dare run a play with 15 seconds to go and give Anna one more play on offense in the waning seconds of the second quarter.
See, I don't agree with what they just did there because now Anna can keep everything in front of them. If they would have run a play with like 15 seconds to go, they could have thrown the ball down and got close to the end zone. Now Anna just has to keep them in front, stop them from being in the end zone. They can't get a first down because there's no time left.
Yep, I agree. All the way down to two ticks on the clock. Archbold trails 28-0. Might as well say it's goal to go. Because the line of scrimmage is the 20. First down can be reached at the 2.5. And here comes the official frantically waving as he comes from the sideline out beyond the numbers to near the hash. Anna gets a timeout. Yeah, Archbold could get a first down without a touchdown, but no time would remain.
No, they can't now.
So. No, and that was the point you were making.
Right.
That essentially Archbold wasted the opportunity to get a first down inside the five. Had they left time for two plays, then they could have run another one from inside the five and scored. Now no chance of that happening unless Anna would commit a defensive penalty.
Right.
Here at the half of this game, we will talk with Spencer Wells, short interview with him, head coach of Fort Loramie. Redskins football team, 12-2 and 10-2. In 2 years under the helm of Spencer Wells, Fort Loramie losing last Saturday night in a heartbreaking setback in overtime to Marion Local 24-21. We'll hear from Spencer. And then both head coaches of girls basketball teams at Fort Loramie and Minster who play tomorrow night, Carla Siegel, Mike Wiss, guest at half. Here is a long throw on fourth down, a couple of ticks remaining on the clock. Newman with a big heave, back corner of the end zone. Too much mustard on the flight of that pass as it sails beyond everybody, and the second quarter comes to a close. That's it. Anna Rockets fans down below rejoicing. Anna playing extremely well. We've seen the Rockets mighty sharp this year, Chuck. Maybe no sharper than tonight offensively, defensively. Anna has moved it at will against Archbold and stopped the high-scoring Blue Streaks cold.
Well, they have. I mean, but they kept the ball for a long time there in that second quarter. Like I said, Anna only ran three plays in the second quarter. One of them was a 37-yard run, and the other one was an 8-yard touchdown run.
And Archbold still with a goose egg on the scoreboard despite having the ball for so many minutes in that second period. Again, Carla Siegel, head coach of Fort Loramie, Mike Wiss, head coach of Minster. Two fine girls basketball coaches coming up here at halftime. Those two clubs open the season tomorrow night. Tip-off 7:30, webcast time 7:15 tomorrow night for Minster, Fort Loramie girls at Minster on scoresbroadcast.com. Well, what a marvelous first two quarters by Anna, which is on top 28-0, and as Chuck noted a few minutes ago, it's a two-touchdown lead at Piqua, Mechanicsburg over Covington. More than likely, in the state semifinal, the winner here would play the winner there, and I would guess at Piqua or Sydney next Friday night.
That would be my guess. Either one would be fine with me.
We'll take a moment's break, then return with our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report from here at Spartan Stadium in Lima. The Anna Rockets exploding to a 28-0 halftime bulge over Archbold on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelette.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Spartan Stadium in Lima. Anna, 28, Archbold nothing. And it's time for our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. Chuck, some of the numbers favor Archbold, but Anna way up on the scoreboard. That's what counts.
Well, I mean, if you look at this, Anna ran three plays in the second quarter. One of them was a 37-yard run. The other was an 8-yard touchdown. So they did score on their only possession. Archbold, on the other hand, ran the ball 21 times for 71 yards in the first half, threw 21 passes, completed 9 for 94 yards, 165 total yards. Anna was 11, ran the ball 11 times for 163 yards, didn't throw or complete a pass, 163 total yards, 11 first downs for the Blue Streak. The Rockets had 3 penalties. Anna had 4 for 35. Archbold had 3 for 33, 1 turnover, no turnovers for Anna, 1 turnover for a scoop and touchdown for Anna against Archbold, and it's 28-0 at the half.
I don't know how you answer if you're Archbold. You give up the ball to start the third quarter. You kick to Anna. That's probably at minimum a big loss of field position. Anna's going to generate some yards, no doubt. And too early in this game, Archbold had to throw far more than run the ball. That was to Anna's liking. Tee off on the passer. Good coverage in the secondary. That's what Anna did last three quarters against Sherwood a week ago.
Right. I mean, I know that Archbold did not come into this game wanting to throw 21 passes in the first half.
Nope.
But they've had no choice. And the thing is, you see some talent out there for Archbold. They got some kids out there that are pretty talented, especially in the skill positions. But Anna is just stifling them.
Again, this Anna offensive line, week after week, continues to sparkle. It's a very experienced group. I think there is, I thought maybe there was one junior. Nope, it's an entire 12th grade front wall of 5. Evan Puppelman, Will Luthman, Luke Dye, Anthony Billing, Dylan Steinke-Ellinger, Cam Stewart, the H-back, often up on the line of scrimmage as well. Those half-dozen young men do a splendid job play in, play out, opening hole after hole after hole for Riley Huelskamp and Bart Bixler. Don't short those two ball carriers. They make men miss. Flashy speed, superb balance. They just don't topple to the ground very easily. But they get gaping cavities developed up front by the offensive line, which... Wow, you can't salute him enough. Sometimes, Chuck, Huelskamp, if he were 4 or 5 feet wide, could run through the hole untouched. The cavity's so, so big. But kudos to the offensive line for the Anna Rockets. They're doing the job again tonight, and Anna's defense continues to come up big. Speed on both sides of the ball and a secondary mighty fast.
Well, I'm telling you, Emerson had a terrific first half. So did Grant Spangler. Again, yep. Terrific. Luthman made a couple of really good plays. Malachi Minnick is as good as advertised again tonight. Huelskamp made a great play in the end zone to knock down a pass that looked like it might be a touchdown. They're just playing terrific football, and they don't have an answer. He's got Huelskamp's got 107 of the 163 yards in the first half, and then Bart Bixler's got the rest of them.
And, of course, that scoop, scamper, and score from 63 yards by Brandon Shannon, the 5'9", 150-pound senior. 28-0 Anna over Archbold here at the half. Understand it's a 2-touchdown difference at Piqua. Mechanicsburg over Covington. More than likely, the two winners at Lima and Piqua would play next Friday night.
28-14 at the half.
Our halftime brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sydney, Layman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Botkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Certified athletic trainers work with high school athletic programs to provide on-site services for student athletes. Our halftime continues here at Spartan Stadium in Lima. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Myring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months,
thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Myring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up, and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee speaking to you from Spartan Stadium in Lima. It's halftime. Anna is routing Archbold. Surprisingly easy, 28-0 after two periods of play. Well, the Fort Loramie Redskins reached the regional semifinal in Division 7 last week, but as you know, dropped a heartbreaker to Marion Local 24-21 in overtime in a game that we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Flyers recorded three conversions of first down on fourth down very late in the game and in the overtime possession to pull out the victory. Coach Wells said his club left everything they had out on the field at St. Mary's last Saturday. It was an outstanding year, as I mentioned, 10 victories, 2 losses, 12-2 the year before. Coach Wells loses 13 standout seniors on this team, but is very pleased with the returning group and this year's excellent junior class.
You know, just really thankful for this senior class. We had 13 of them, and they were just an outstanding group. The leadership that they had, the toughness that they brought, I think probably more than anything, it's just how tough of a group that they were. They played with a lot of physicality and, you know, really just had an outstanding season. So thankful for those guys. And, you know, I told them after the game on Saturday night that when we win these games in the future, I hope they realize they're a big reason why that's going to happen. So, I'm thankful to them. And then, you know, as you said, we, you know, the expectations are going to be high again next year. We're going to have 16 seniors out of our current junior class that are going to be replacing them. And, you know, there's a lot of great leadership in that class with Colin Moore and Max Hoying and Nate Meyer and guys that have played, Mac Fortman, that have done a lot for us the last couple seasons.
So, Max Hoying.
Max Hoying, yeah, you know, and so It's a good mix of guys that similar to this year's senior class, you know, quite a few that have played already and quite a few that are going to be looking to play and step up and fill those spots, mm-hmm. which, you know, we'll have quite a few guys that maybe haven't played a whole lot until they're seniors. But if you look at Evan Holscher, was a starter for us that didn't really play as a junior. Drew Bonanza didn't play as a junior, and Hank Ruenkamp didn't play as a junior. And all those guys were starters, some of who started both ways, first team all conference guys this year, seniors. So, you know, that'll be the exciting thing. I know that's something that I look forward to probably more than anything else is the off season and who's going to step up and take advantage of those opportunities.
Sure. The desire among football athletes now at Fort Loramie to meet goals and expectations has been established. A tradition of excellence is in place.
Sure. You know, I would agree with that. You know, I think that it's one thing to believe that you can do things. And, you know, I think our players know that we can do it now. I mean, that's based on their tradition, you could say that Marion Local's had the most elite small school program for the past decade, and if not the past two decades. And, you know, we were right there in position to beat them. And so, you know, we can play with anybody, and that's going to be something that we can carry with us moving forward. And now it's just looking to build on it. You know, we don't want to feel like we did on Saturday night. You know, we want to enjoy the locker room afterwards, and that's just going to take more effort, more hard work, focusing on doing what we need to do to take that next step as a program. And I'm excited to do that.
You mentioned how tough, how physical this football team was this year. In my estimation, clearly best high school football team in Fort Loramie's football history. And that toughness and that physicality was felt by Marion Local on Saturday night.
Yeah, you know, this is it's only my second year here, so it's hard for me to say as far as how they rank in the past teams. I know that these last 2 years we've been blessed with two excellent teams, and I'm thankful for both senior classes. But yeah, you know, the tradition's been set, and it's exciting. You know, it's a great school to be a part of. You know, we were just talking earlier. Every sport seems to have excellent tradition. You know, it's hard to pick one that doesn't here. So that's a credit to the type of kids that we have and the community support that we have. And we're looking forward to taking that next step and continue to grow as a football program.
Spencer Wells, head football coach at Fort Loramie. His team wound up 10-2 on the football campaign after 12-2 a year ago. Two outstanding years for Coach Wells, which graduates 13 seniors this spring. And as he noted, 16 juniors on the football club this year will be seniors next season. He is counting on them. He does return a core of excellent juniors who played a lot of football both ways. Fort Loramie should be mighty strong again next campaign, Chuck.
Yeah, they should be outstanding. He just does such a nice job, and he's got a good staff with him. And like he said, Loramie is outstanding in many sports, and that is a tribute to the athletes and the families that live in Fort Loramie.
Halftime score in high school football tonight, Division VI regional championship play from here at Lima, Anna 28 and Archbold nothing. Well, tomorrow night we switch gears. We bring you girls high school basketball to raise the curtain on our hoop season. It's Fort Loramie at Minster. Of course, the Minster Wildcats, having won two straight state championships under head coach Mike Wiss. Fort Loramie tried to derail Minster 1 year ago. Chuck, Fort Loramie actually was number one in the final 2018-19 AP poll at the end of February last year. Fort Loramie was 20-1 at the time, Minster 20-1 at the time. Fort Loramie, a slight lead in the AP poll. Tri-Village right behind third in the AP poll. Carla Siegel's Redskins have been very talented, but young and inexperienced the last 2 years. But she's got a promising group returning here in 2019-20 and is excited about it.
2 years ago, we took a very young group to the regional finals, probably a game that we should not have been there, but with our hard work and our dedication, they were there. Again, we got there last year and lost again, but for the first time in 3 years, I can honestly say that we have an experienced team. I've got four seniors, I've got seven juniors, and two sophomores on our roster. So I'm excited about that. Last year's team did really well. We finished 26-2, and we set a school record for most threes in a game. Almost broke the school record for free throw percentages. So those are two things that we're eyeing on this year. We would like to continue the outside shooting. We want to get to the line more, and we want offensive. We want to be an offensive powerhouse. We want an inside game and an outside game. Dana Rose was our point guard last year. She's grown another inch, and we've decided to move her to the 3 and 4, where she is more comfortable playing. So we're looking for a huge year for her, scoring-wise and rebounding-wise, and defending other teams' post players. Caitlin Gaston and Corinne Heikamp are two juniors that are fighting for the point guard spot. One of them will get it, and the other one will come off the bench right away and sub in that position.
Sure.
So out of the 11 players on our team, all of them can play varsity, all of them with it. With the exception of Colleen Brandwee, who's going to be a newcomer, the other 10 girls all have varsity experience. experience. They all lettered last year on a very, you know, excellent team. So our expectations are high, absolutely, but we're going to take it one day at a time. That's our phrase this year. We're concentrating on today only. We're concentrating on today only, and we're hoping that we can get better each and every day, and the rest of it will take care of itself.
Hey, you saw Dana Rose when the season ended last year in March. Didn't see her again probably for a few months. Did you notice right away? Wow, Dana, you've grown.
Yeah, she walked into the gym for a four-man workout, and I said, whoa, somebody got taller. And she said, yep, I grew another inch. So I said, keep on going, girl, a couple more.
Oh, you got your volleyball players back now for scrimmages.
Yes. Our first two scrimmages, we did not have any of the volleyball players because they were playing in state that weekend. Mm-hmm. But we went ahead and we scrimmaged. We had four varsity players, and we brought three JV players up, and one of those players being Colleen Brandewey. We played very well, clicked very well in both scrimmages. Colleen is now considered a varsity player, mm-hmm. and she played along with Caitlin Corinne, Dana Rose, and Kennedy Gephardt. And so we've had two scrimmages so far with the volleyball team, trying to get the rust off them, getting them back into it, but we're looking pretty solid, and I like the direction of our team.
I think it's kind of nice from a coach's standpoint that this Minster game is not a media distraction for 6 or 8 weeks being played in the middle of the year in January. You play it. It's a learning experience. Week one, you get it behind you, and then you move on with the rest of the season.
Yeah, it's a great game, you know, and last year, you know, that the house was packed on that snowy afternoon.
Yep.
And so it's the beginning of the season. It's probably not where I wanted it, but it's just where it fell. And so it's a game. We're going to be excited to play at their place. We're going to be excited for the opportunity to take on a defending state champion, game one of the season.
Fort Loramie girls basketball coach Carla Siegel, whose club opens with Minster on the road tomorrow night at 7:30, as she noted. Minster coach Mike Wiss reflects back over the two state title years turned in by his girls teams and also looks forward to the 2019-20 campaign with two excellent girls back at guard.
The state tournament the last 2 years, I think, we really shined as far as doing the things you need to do to win a big game. You know, you're playing somebody that you don't know, which I've always liked to do in baseball, et cetera. Our guards really, really, really played well. Janae and Ivy, the growing up that they've had over the last, in those two tournament opportunities, and that group of juniors and seniors the last 2 years, you know, like you said, it was the same group. We lost seven seniors from this last one, and the experience that they gained in the first one, just they looked in command of this last one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that semifinal against Cornerstone Christian was in my mind a clinic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Really, really, they had this goal that they wanted to do, and they reached it in the highest manners.
Mm-hmm.
I really thought they reach the pinnacle of what that group could do.
It always helps to have a really good post player as you had in Pringer during her career. But I tell you what, in basketball at any level, you can't succeed unless you've got really good guard play. They handle the basketball. They distribute it. They make points. They make others look good, too.
Sure. You know, we wish Courtney the best of luck down at Xavier. She'll have a great career, I'm sure, and she's really going to work at it. You know, she comes from a family in an area here, our group here in Minster, where she knew how to work when she left.
Right.
Big part of going to college. Along with that, you know, we stressed to our guards the last 2 years, we stressed to them last night in practice how important it is, number one, to get the ball to the posts cleanly, but also get the ball to the post when the post needed most. You know, we don't want the post to pass the ball away from the defender.
Right.
You know, recognize what you have. And to be able to start this year with knowing that two state championship guards are back,
mm-hmm.
and that's what everybody's talking about. So, mm-hmm. you know, but the other thing is Janae and Ivy both left a really good club. They were really good in junior high.
Sure.
And Ivy left right away at the beginning of her freshman year. Janae left about halfway through. They left a good group of kids. And those girls learned how to play ball for 2 years without those two guards. So the other guards had to handle it more. may not have always got the passes that they had received before, but now they're back together. And what we've seen in scrimmages so far, you know, it's going to take a little bit to get that continuity back that they used to have.
Sure.
We have a little bit of height. We have some nice guard play. And, you know, we're not perfect by any means right now, but right. I don't need to be. We're just, it's a work in progress. And we open up with 3 games in our first 5 days. So we'll be ready to go. We'll see.
Head coach Mike Wiss of the girls basketball team at Minster, which is playing Wapakoneta tonight, hosts Fort Loramie tomorrow night. We've got coverage for you, play-by-play in color, 7:15 tomorrow evening from Minster. Second half, Chuck, just underway here at Spartan Stadium, and you were alerting the Rockets to watch out for an onside kick, which fooled Anna last week to start the third quarter against Sherwood Fairview. A little pop fly kickoff by Archbold to start the second half. Cam Stewart returned it from the 27 to the 33. And on the very first play from scrimmage to start the third quarter, a Rockets ball carrier, I think Riley Yulskamp, has his helmet removed as he's thrown to the ground for a 4-yard loss back to the 29-yard line.
Oh, they were right on that play. They were expecting it.
Just like Anna was looking for a possible onside kick, it didn't happen. Archbold knew that Anna would be wary of it, too. Archbold tried something different, a little blooper down inside the 30. Anna now confronts a 2nd and 14, leading 28-0 as we start play here in the third quarter. Here is Bixler giving Yulskamp, right guard, looky there, an avenue develops, a crease. No, it was Davies in backing up Yulskamp, and he pops it to the outside. Wow, it's a 3-headed monster in Anna's offensive backfield. Yulskamp, Bixler, now joined by Davies, and he scoots all the way across the 50 to the 45-yard line.
Yeah, Yulskamp had to come out for a play because his helmet came off.
Hayden Davies, who played well last year, late in the game against Sherwood Fairview. Here's Bart Bixler keeping on 1st and 10 from the Archbold 45, and that's a juke to the left, a juke to the right run, and he makes it work. He capitalizes on it, fakes out a couple Archbold players, and dives to the 36. He picked up 9. 2nd down and 1.
This is not shocking, but so far on the 2 plays, they've really keyed on Yulskamp, which is going to open it up for Bixler.
Offensive backfield now has Bixler and Yulskamp in it for Anna. We played 1.5 minutes in the third quarter, 28-0, Anna over Archbold. Bixler fakes to Yulskamp. Bart keeps, and he throws. Uh-oh, he's got a man down inside the 10.
Wow.
It's batted in the air by Archbold and caught for a touchdown. Holy cow, Nolan Emerson.
That was a heck of a – the concentration was amazing on that one.
Emerson on the rebound. Touchdown Rockets from what, better than 35 yards?
That was about 39.
A 39-yarder. That was some interesting play action in the offensive backfield by Anna, as a little jab step one way by Bixler, fake to Yulskamp going the other, and then Bart rose up and threw the ball. And it was a deep post to Emerson. Extra point try by Ambus, line drive style. Got it. 35-0, Anna. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Touchdown bomb, Bixler to Emerson. And Anna leads by 5 scores. Running clock is present now on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Well, the Anna Rockets strike through the air. Had Anna completed a pass till then, Chuck?
That was the first pass they've thrown.
How about that? and it surprised this Archbold team. Oftentimes when Anna throws, it's not expected. It catches the defense off guard, and more often than not, it's a deep post pattern or slant. And on that play, Bixler found Emerson. Ball was a shade underthrown, right?
Yeah, it was a little bit underthrown, and I thought the Archbold kid was going to pick it off, but it bounced up off his hands. And Emerson, what concentration.
And Nolan speared it a yard or two deep in the end zone. Ball was deflected at about the goal line or one. Kickoff return by Archbold, a pretty good one out to the 35, and that's where the Blue Streaks start, first and 10, trailing 35-0 as the continuous clock is employed. Three receivers to the left for the quarterback, who hands it off in the offensive backfield to his workhorse, who plows outside left guard for 8 or 9 on the play. Run on the play by Noah Gomez. He's been the feature back all year long for this Blue Streaks team, but he's been held in check tonight by Anna. Second and 2, Archbold at the 43 of the visiting team on the scoreboard. Anna leads at 35-0. Just over 3 gone here in the third. Here's a fake by the quarterback to Gomez, and Newman keeps. He tries to bully his way up the middle. He smacked hard at the 44. He didn't get the first down.
No, I'll tell you what, that was he got a good spot, too. I don't think he got back to the line of scrimmage, and they gave him a yard.
So it's third and about a foot or two for Newman and Archbold at the 44 of the Blue Streaks. Anna on top by a 35-0 count.
They're in a wildcat now.
Sure are.
They got Hogreth.
Yep. Caleb Hogreth is in at quarterback. He runs from the wildcat spot. He's the backup to the feature back, Noah Gomez. Hogreth takes the snap in the wildcat formation and barges between right guard and tackle to the 50. He's got the first down with several yards to spare. Ball marked for play at the Anna 49. Archbold 3 of 9 on third down. Archbold not very good on fourth down in this game. Anna stopped him at least, what, 4 times, I think, on fourth down.
Yeah, they've held him on downs and at the end of the half, so that was the 4th time.
Yep. 2 receivers left, 2 to the right. Is that Hogreth still in there in the Wildcat?
Yep.
It sure is. Snap back to him. He just runs straight ahead, puts his head down and digs. 45 of Anna, chewing up yards to the 41. He is collared there on the play by Malachi Minnick, who got a piece of him. Second down and 2 for Archbold. 41-yard line of the Rockets. And 5 minutes have already been consumed here in the second half. We have a mercy rule continuous clock in play. Anna leads but 30 or more. It's 35-0. 1, 2, 3 receivers to the left for Hogreth, who's not known as a thrower. He's the backup tailback. He runs from the wildcat position, and he bowls to the 38 of Anna. He's got 3 or 4 and a first down. Anna Rockets say, okay, go ahead and run it 3, 4 yards in a cloud of dust. We'll take our chances with a 5-touchdown lead and a continuous clock.
Yeah, they're not going to come back and beat them this way. I don't think they can go back and beat them anyway, but that's not going to work. Now they're back with Newman back at quarterback.
Newman in the spread, 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. He's got Gomez to his left. He rolls that way. Gomez blocks in front. Here's the ball thrown, left flat. Taylor comes back for it at the 32, and he picks it off. The wide receiver's got it for Archbold. He's bumped out of bounds into the Blue Streaks bench. 32-yard line play good enough for 6, second down and 4. Under normal circumstances, that play would have halted the clock. It did go to the sideline, but our clock is still running. 5:35 left, third quarter. Trips to the right for Newman. He's got Gomez staggered to his right. Then a man is sent in motion. That's Spencer Short. Running play, left tackle. Pile up down around the Anna 27. Move the chains, first and 10, Archbold. Clock winding down to 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Boy, if Archbold keeps it on the ground, Chuck, we're going to see a pretty zippy second half of action.
Well, yeah, if they score, we're going back to the regular clock.
Well, again. Yeah, you're right.
Until Anna runs three plays, and then they'll be back up 30 again.
Here is the quarterback, Newman, 5 yards behind the line. Gives to Gomez. Gomez is on the edge, tries to run around left end. Jeez. Makes a man miss, stays on his feet, tight ropes the boundary, and chews up yards inside the 20 all the way to the 19. He gained 9, second down and 1. Anna seemingly had him flushed to the boundary, but Gomez stayed on the field of play.
He runs hard.
He sure does. He registered a plus 9, second down and 1, with 4:20 left in the third quarter. Anna leading 35-0. Snap to Newman. Play action. Oh, it's a little lob, pop fly pass in the end zone. Archbold receiver goes up for it against the Anna defender and grabs it for the touchdown, 8 yards deep in the end zone. Well done. And I'm not sure if that was number 3, Antonio Cruz, on the receiving end or not.
I couldn't tell.
But Cruz went up and got it. He climbed the ladder, snared the football. It looked for an instant like the quarterback Newman might run, but before he got within a couple yards of the line of scrimmage, he rose up and flipped a tall throw, which was caught for 6. Here is the extra point try coming by Devin Witte of Archbold, and he hits it. It's good. 35-7. Archbold trails Anna. Continuous clock now comes off. 4:13 left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna has served Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977. Thanks so much to Hoying and Hoying Builders, a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, specializing in custom-built homes on the client's lot or any of the Hoying and Hoying lots located northeast of Cutlersville on Retker Road. We also offer our services for home remodels, additions, and outbuildings. With over 200 years of experience with our current employees, Hoying and Hoying Builders has become one of the premier home builders in the area. So if you're looking for a large 2.5 country acre lot, Hoying and Hoying Builders currently has lots for sale on Retker Road. The lots are in the Anna School District and include high-speed internet. For more information and to start designing your dream home, call 937-394-7144. Hoying and Hoying Builders is also currently looking for an experienced and highly skilled worker in the construction and finished carpentry field. You'll be working with the highest quality craftsmen in the area. Again, for info, call 937-394-7144. Well, Chuck, I missed the Anna return of a short kickoff, great field position.
Well, they tried the onside kick.
Uh-huh.
Kovacs fell on it.
And from the 49, Anna runs its initial play of the third quarter and only about its fourth in the last 16-17 minutes of this game. And it's a good gainer of about 20 down inside the 38 of Archbold. And the first down play from that spot gains 1. So it's second down and 9. Anna leading 35-7. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Bixler, number 4 at quarterback. 2 receivers to the left. Half roll to the left. Late pitch to Yulskamp. Great penetration on the play by 24, Noah Gomez. He sprints across the line of scrimmage, slows down Yulskamp. Tackle made in the area of the 38, 3rd and 10 for Anna. At the only time in this game, offensively, Anna's been in a bind.
I don't remember them having more than 1 or 2 third downs in the game.
One receiver far right. Let's see if Bart Bixler elects to throw. 2:58 to go, third quarter.
He's got Leininger out there one-on-one.
And Coach Marino with some hand signals at the 50-yard line. an assistant coach with additional flag signals, more or less. Oh, I like that play. It's a short pass. Rollout, Bixler hits Stewart on the dead run. Got it, 32. Strides to the 30. Roll down at the 27 or 28. That play went for twice that many yards against Minster 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that was actually pretty well played defensively because that was wide open. I like that call.
And coming up from the secondary was Tony Grime for Archbold. He prevented a first down and then some. It's fourth and a foot for Anna. 27-yard line of Archbold. Nearly offside by the Blue Streaks. Long cadence by Bixler. He's up under center. No, he's not. He's back in the spread at the 32 on fourth and less than one for Anna. Inside the 30. Here's the handoff on the play to Hulskamp. He meets resistance at the line of scrimmage, but with a little extra push, he manages to power his way down to the 25, the 24. Offensive line helped him. It's a first down with 2 yards to spare.
Got a basketball score from Jeff Bray down in Myrtle Beach. CJ 39, Versailles 33, girls at the end of the third.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Versailles girls team should be good this year again.
Well, they have Lindsay Winter, and she's going to need get some help from the guard position, but she's a really good basketball player.
Yeah, she's special, that's for sure. A minute 16, minute 15 to go here in the third quarter. 35-7 Anna, first and 10 Rockets. We've got movement by Green up front, movement by White up front, 5-yard penalty against the Rockets. First and 15 Anna from the Archbold 29.
That was Anthony Billing, and at 6'4", 265 pounds, when he moves early, it's hard to hide.
Yeah, he wasn't missed. Coming off the field to the near sideline for the Anna Rockets is an offensive player. Jeffrey Richards is out on this one. First and 15 Anna inside the Archbold 30. Two wides to the left, one of whom is Stewart. Bixler fakes the inside handoff, reads, rolls left, fakes a throw downfield and keeps. Bart on the dead run. He's at the 20, chasing him from behind. A couple of white shirts from Archbold, and they yank on him at the 16. He gets to the 15. He needed the 14 for a first down. He rumbled for 14, second and one upcoming. Tell you what, Chuck, oftentimes these Anna running plays look like they're going to gain no more than 3-4 yards. They're slow to develop, but not only are Bixler and Hulskamp fast, they're patient.
Absolutely.
Disciplined. They use blocking to perfection. Third quarter finishes. Anna 35, Archbold 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Another new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com is Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. We say hello to Kevin Myring and all the folks at Reese Myring. Thanks to them for participating here on scoresbroadcast.com. Reese Myring has major business clients it served now for 25 years. CPAs on staff. It performs tax and financial services for you, the individual. It's also a full-service accounting firm and performs controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software and setup, and consulting for business setups. More about Reese Myring in a moment. Anna sets up shop second and one, just inside the 15 of Archbold. Here is a slow handoff on the play. Bixler to Yuleskamp. He's caught behind the line, 7 or 8 yards, reverses direction. Look at him go. He's running across the field west to east, being chased, pursued. He outruns 3 or 4 white shirts all the way down inside the 10 to the 7. He turned a 7-yard loss, Chuck, into a nice gain on the play of about, what, 8 or 9 yards?
About 8 yards, got the first down.
He's uncanny. Incredible. And we've got motion up front, I think, steward of Anna with a slight budge. Let's see if that was detected, or did the defense enter the neutral zone area? That's what's been called.
That's what they called.
Anna will accept.
Another basketball score. Rushi leads Sydney girls 39-28 with 5 to go in the fourth quarter.
And don't forget tomorrow night here on scoresbroadcast.com, 7:15 webcast time, Fort Loramie at Minster Girls to open the campaign. Redskins 26-2 a year ago. Take on the 28-1 Wildcats a year ago. Minster having won 2 straight state championships in girls basketball. Should be a fine game tomorrow night. Here's Anna running from inside the 5, and the ball carrier is pushed back at the 3, then shows some resilience, scrambles back toward the 2. Finally, a tackle. I think it was Yuleskamp again. It was. 2-yard line for Anna. Second and goal coming up from that spot. 10:45 left to go in the fourth quarter. Anna in the lead, 35-7. Green jerseys coming up to the line of scrimmage. As the business world evolves, Reese Meiring and Company in Fort Loramie. So flexible, meeting your accounting needs as your business changes and grows. Snap back on the play. Bixler deals Yuleskamp, running wide, still running wide. Gets the corner turned. 3-2-1. Touchdown, Yuleskamp again. Anna's lead swells back out to 34 points. Riley Yuleskamp uses every single inch of the gridiron. The one run he broke, Chuck, which was a first down from about the 15. It took him probably 25, 30 yards across the field for a plus 7. That one he went 20, 25 laterally. For the final, what, 3 and a score. Extra point by Ambus, who's been perfect tonight. And Zach swings the leg and knocks it through. He's got it again. Well, after having missed 4 the last 2 weeks, Ambus 6 for 6 tonight. And the Anna Rockets are overpowering Archbold 42-7. Just over 10 to play in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
It's scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. On a nice chilly night here at Spartan Stadium in Lima, Anna 42, Archbold 7, a couple of minutes into the fourth quarter. And a kickoff returned from the 8-yard line by Cruz up the right side. He's got a seam for Archbold. Gets a block and a good one. He zips to the 40, stays on his feet right in front of the Archbold bench over the 50. Holding penalty. It may come back. Return to the 45. That was a good haul by the return man for Archbold as he flew back up the field a good 40 yards. After catching that kickoff from Luthman, but it is negated.
Well, Webker got tackled on the play, and the guy wouldn't let him up. He was laying on top of him.
Hey, let's see where possession will be started by Archbold. 10 minutes even to go in this game.
Instead of the Anna 45, it's back at their own 20.
Right. And with that last Anna score, it's continuous clock time again. Don't forget, Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie, new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, thanks to the internet, computer technology, and easy-to-use accounting software. Reese Meyering can serve your business efficiently, whether you're close by or far away. In Fort Loramie, Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants, phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813, 295-3813. Archbold elects to run it for a yard on first down. That won't get them very far very quickly.
I don't think they have 35 points in them.
And we're down to nearly the nine-minute mark. Here is the quarterback, Newman, throwing late over the middle. Intercepted Anna at the 34-yard line. Wow, that was a job well done in the secondary.
That was Emerson again.
Woo, he's been the secondary player of the playoffs for Anna.
He is the Clancy's player of the game, I'll guarantee you that.
He's dazzled tonight defensively in pass coverage.
That was a nice interception, boy.
Extremely athletic play by Nolan. As he reached up in front of the tight end at the 45-yard line, ball thrown a bit late over the middle by the sophomore quarterback of Archbold. And Emerson went up, got it, came down with it, stayed on his feet, returned it back upfield 4 or 5 yards. First down, Anna at the Archbold 32. Bixler at QB. Stewart slot left. And off to Davies in for Huelskamp. And look at him wheel. Outside left tackle springs to the sideline to the 25. He garners about 7. Second down, 3 coming up. He went out of bounds. I'm checking the clock, Chuck, to make sure it continues.
Yeah, me too.
And it does.
I'm hungry.
Mechanicsburg was leading Covington 28-14.
That's the last score I have.
We've got to believe the winner of this game will play the winner of that one at Pickwell or Sydney next Friday night. Final 8 minutes of this contest. Anna using every second of the play clock. Quarterback Bart Bixler is looking over here at head coach Nick Marino and the offensive coaching staff down in the field, who from Mr. Huntsucker up in the booth are being relayed play calls. Running play, Anna. Davies twisting, turning, 25-yard line, 3rd and 3. I don't think Huelskamp is in right now, is he, Chuck? No, that was Davies.
No, that's Davies.
Yep, that's a good idea. Yep, keep Riley's legs off the field for the final several minutes of this game. You just don't need him. Save him for next Friday night. Two receivers wide right for Anna. Anna Rockets with their deepest penetration into the playoffs ever in school history. Head coach Brian Reok had some good teams back in the day for Anna. I'm sure Brian, who is the defensive coordinator, would say this is Anna's tops for sure in Anna's football history.
Well, they've just got such leadership. They're almost all seniors, and it shows.
And they play like seniors, extremely confident, well-skilled. Anna gets a first down. Rockets barge straight ahead to the 20, 1st and 10. 6:40 left here in a quickly played fourth quarter now with the continuous clock counting down the seconds rapidly. It's 42-7, Anna. Anna's likely foe, Mechanicsburg, unless Covington makes a miracle comeback late in that game at Piqua. And we think the site would be Piqua or Sydney next week. Handoff, offensive backfield, Bixler, Davies, right tackle, a stone wall there at the 20, down he goes. Tell you what, Chuck, senior Hayden Davies, 5'8", 165, you put him on most area high school football teams, he starts.
Absolutely.
And gets 15, 20 carries a night.
Yep. Yeah, he's gotten some carries this year because the games have been out of reach in the second half, and he's a hard runner.
Uh-huh.
He does a nice job.
Yep, sure does. Down to 5:40 left here in the fourth quarter. Anna leading 42-7. And so many thanks to our great anchor underwriting sponsors. We'll run them down for you momentarily. Second down, 9, Anna. Handoff, Davies. Plows up the middle. Little crease develops. He puts his head down and charges to the 16. It'll be 3rd and 5 with 5:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Thank you, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Tell you what, we simply could not have gotten off the ground years ago had it not been for Local Equipment in Jackson Center. We salute them proudly. So thankful for the assistance from Local Equipment back in 2006-2007 to get us off the ground, up and running. A founding partner with us from the start, Local Equipment in Jackson Center. A U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Well, the third down play goes to Davies, and he swarmed for a loss back at the 23. Fourth down, Anna, fourth in a dozen with 4:15 to go here in the fourth quarter. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Don't forget pork chops tomorrow night. Two delicious marinated chops. They are mouthwatering good. Join Carl Arns and a big crowd tomorrow night after the Fort Loramie Minster girls basketball game. That's Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street. Quarterback Bart Bixler is covered up behind the line of scrimmage on the fourth down play. Archbold takes over with 3:40 to go here in the fourth quarter, and Anna leading 42-7. Well, it'll be a hasty wrap-up when this game concludes. This contest, Chuck, was decided in the first two or three Anna possessions.
It was 21-0.
And then the scoop and score from 63 by Shannon
sealed it.
Put the icing on the cake before the halftime was even here. Archbold to the line of scrimmage. Newman, the sophomore quarterback, still at the helm. Handoff, that's his feature back running. Gomez, outside right tackle, going sideways now. Dragged down at the 30 or 31. He picked up a couple, maybe three. Second down and 7. Gratitude to Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Clancy's in Sydney. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. That Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. Good round of applause from Anna people down below for Malachi Minnick, who just came off. Noah Gomez sprinting around right end. He's in traffic, got a couple bodies in front of him. Key blocks thrown by Archbold as Gomez dashes to the 47 with 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter. And Anna on top, 42-7, 1-1. Anna starters coming off defensively. Thank you, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, longtime underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go, Goffney. We've got you covered. Frisch is in Troy, Tip City in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. More defensive frontline players coming off for Anna as Archbold runs 8 yards on 1st and 10 from the 47 over to the 44 or 45 of Anna with 1:55 to go here in the fourth quarter. As mentioned, Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie, a new underwriting sponsor, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. The in-between in Botkins. Food's not in-between. It's out of this world. Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets get connected. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282, or go to facebook.com/Shelby, COVSO. Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362 in Minster, across from Lake Loramie. Superb breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Maury's. Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna. What you can imagine, we can create at Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna. Regal Trophy and Awards, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. On the web at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. The Jewelry Barn will make your gift ideas come to life. And don't forget, big sale kicks off December 1 at the Jewelry Barn, 15 to 50% off of anything made up in the store. That starts December 1 at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road. That's in Rushi, the Jewelry Barn. Stop in and tell Jolene Renderly that you heard about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Well, two running plays, Archbold has managed to thrust the ball down inside the 20 to the end of 26, under 25 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Not sure Archbold will run one more play or not.
Nope.
Don't think so. Archbold, offensive unit, heads toward the sideline, and in a fine gesture by David Dominique, head coach of Archbold, his team is on the field in single file as seconds wind down. In fact, both clubs are at midfield as the clock finally reads zero. That's it. Anna whips Archbold easily tonight to take the Region 23 championship here in Division 6, 42-7. Likely opponent next week, Mechanicsburg, which was leading Covington late. There'd be no reason for the OHSAA, Chuck, to move Anna to another part of the state to play the state semi. It would have to be,
no,
I think, a Sydney or Piqua against Mechanicsburg next Friday night. Chuck, a real quick synopsis of the stats.
Well, they don't really tell you the story of the game.
No.
29 rushes for Anna, 242 yards. They only threw two passes, completed for 48 yards. They were two for two, 290 total yards. Archbold ran it 35 times for 150, 11 of 24 throwing it for 120, 270. 17 first downs for Archbold, 6 for Anna. 5 penalties, 40 yards for Anna. 4 penalties, 38 yards for Archbold. And Anna did not turn it over. Archbold turned it over twice.
Anna's defense, every bit as good as its offense, though Archbold had the ball for a lot of minutes, a lot of plays. Anna stopped Archbold several times on fourth down. Archbold could not get big plays tonight. Anna did. That's been Anna's calling card all year long. Was again tonight. Anna every bit as good defensively, Chuck, as it is offensively here after 13 weeks.
Yeah, they hardly ran the, they didn't have that many plays in the entire game, but it didn't really matter. When they did have the ball, they moved it well and they scored.
And it's a complete club. Will Luthman on kickoffs and punts is exceptional, easy for me to say. I invented a new word. And Zach Ambus, perfect once again, extra point style. He was 6-for-6 tonight, had a lot of kicks the last 2 weeks, missed two each of the last 2 weeks, but he was dead on tonight, perfect. And are Clancy's stars of this game, Chuck?
Nolan Emerson, by far, was, I mean, he was just a stud out there defensively today. And the other one is Grant Spangler.
Mm-hmm. They win the awards, brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to date, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Anna Rockets' first regional championship in history in football, best team ever on the gridiron. Rockets find a little different way to do it each week, a scoop and score for a touchdown in this game tonight. Didn't run all that many plays. We ask each week, Chuck, what is Anna going to do for an encore? Well, they get on the stage and they provide an encore. It's better. Yeah. It's better than the week before.
Well, they started strong. They jumped out 21-0, and they didn't look back. And it is a team that it's really hard to find any flaws in. And they're going to be tough to beat. They got two more games to win, and they're going to be tough to beat.
Ron Mooney is our scorer. Broadcast.com chief engineer Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Spartan Stadium in Lima. The Anna Rockets win the Region 23 Division 6 championship, beating Archbold easily tonight. Final tally 42-7. We've got girls basketball action tomorrow night, 7:15 from Minster. Fort Loramie Redskins, Minster Wildcats, and then Anna back on the gridiron next Friday night at 6:35 p.m. with our pregame, site to be determined. Anna more than likely against Mechanicsburg, which was leading Covington late. For Chuck, this is Jack. Good night, everyone, from Spartan Stadium in Lima. Anna victorious, 42-7.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.